This is the Sakar Muli of 7th of November 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this confluence age is the auspicious time to become the most elevated ones, because it is at this time that the Father teaches you how to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. Question. What knowledge do you children have, due to which you don't cry under any circumstance? Answer. You have the knowledge that this drama is predestined. You know that each soul has his own part to play in this drama. The Father is giving us our inheritance of happiness, so why should we cry? We were concerned to find the one who lived beyond, in the Brahma element. We have now found him, so what else do we need? Fortunate children never cry. Om Shanti. The spiritual father is sitting here and will explain something to you children. In the pictures, write, Trimurti Shiv Baba explains to the children. When you explain to someone, you, a soul, say, Shiv Baba says this. This father also says, Baba is explaining to you. Here it isn't human beings explaining to human beings, but it is the Supreme Soul explaining to souls, or a soul explaining to a soul. Only Shiv Baba is the ocean of knowledge, and he is the spiritual father. It is at this time that you spiritual children receive your inheritance from the spiritual father. You have to let go of any worldly pride here. At this time you have to become soul conscious and remember the father. You have to act and continue to run your business, but whatever time you have, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved. You know that Shiv Baba has entered this one. He is the truth and the living being. He is called the truth, the living being, and the embodiment of bliss. This cannot be the praise of Brahma, Vishnu, or Shankar, or of any human being. God, the highest on high, is only one, and he is the Supreme Soul. Only at this time do you receive this knowledge. You never receive it again. The Father comes every 5,000 years and makes you soul conscious in order for you to remember him. By doing this you become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. There is no other method. Although human beings call out, O Purifier, come, they don't understand the meaning of that. Even if they say, Rama, Purifier of Sita, that is fine. All of you are Sitas, that is, you are devotees. That one is Rama, God. You devotees want from God the fruit of your devotion. Liberation and liberation in life are the fruit. Only the one Father is the bestower of liberation and liberation in life. In a drama there are those with the highest parts and also those with the lowest parts. This drama is unlimited. No one else can understand it. At this time, from being Tamopradhan and the most degraded, you are becoming Satopradhan and the most elevated human beings. Those who are Satopradhan are said to be the most elevated ones. At this time you are not the most elevated ones. The Father is making you the most elevated. No one knows how the cycle of this drama continues to turn. There is the Iron Age, the Confluence Age, and then the Golden Age. Who makes the old world new? No one but the Father can do this. The Father comes at the confluence to teach you. The Father neither comes in the Golden Age nor in the Iron Age. The Father says, "My part is at the Confluence Age." This is why the Confluence Age is called the Benevolent Age. This is the Auspicious Age. It is said to be the most auspicious time of the Confluence Age, when the Father comes and changes you children from ordinary humans into Narayan. Human beings are human beings, but they become those with divine virtues, and so they are said to be those who belong to the original eternal deity religion. The Father says, "I am establishing this religion, and you definitely do have to become pure for this." Only the one Father is the purifier. All the rest are brides, devotees. It is fine to say Rama, purifier of Sita. However, after that, they say that it is King Rama of the warrior clan. Therefore, it becomes wrong. People without understanding continue to say whatever they want. They continue to chant this. You know that the Moon Dynasty religion, too, is now being established. The Father comes and establishes the Brahmin clan. This isn't called a dynasty, it is a family. There is neither a kingdom of the Pandavas nor of the Kauravas here. Those who have studied the Gita will very quickly be able to understand these things. This too is the Gita. Who is speaking it? God. First of all, you children have to explain who the God of the Gita is. They say God Sri Krishna speaks. However, Sri Krishna exists in the Golden Age. The soul that is in him is imperishable. The name of the body changes. The name of the soul never changes. The body of the Sri Krishna soul only exists in that form in the Golden Age. He claims number one. There are Lakshmi and Narayan the first, the second, the third, so their marks would be that much less. A rosary is created. The Father has explained that there is the rosary of Runda and the rosary of Rudra. They show the rosary of Runda around the neck of Vishnu. You children become the masters of the land of Vishnu, number wise. It is as though you become the garland around the neck of Vishnu. First of all, you become the garland around the neck of Shiva. That is called the rosary of Rudra, which people rotate. A rosary is not worshipped. The beads of a rosary are turned in remembrance. Those who go number-wise into the kingdom of the land of Vishnu become beads of the rosary. In a rosary there is first the tassel, flower, and then the jewel bead. That represents the family path. The family path begins with Brahma, Saraswati, and the children. They are the ones who then become deities. Lakshmi and Narayan are first. Above them is the tassel, flower, Shiv Baba. After people have turned the beads of a rosary, they salute the tassel flower. Shiv Baba is the tassel, flower. He doesn't take rebirth. He enters this one. He explains to you. This one's soul is his own. This one continues with the livelihood of his body, whereas that one's duty is to give you this knowledge. When someone's wife or father dies, that soul is invoked into the body of a Brahmin priest. In earlier days, that soul would come. However, that soul wouldn't leave his body and come. It would be fixed in the drama in advance. All of that is the path of devotion. That soul went and took another body. You children are now receiving all of this knowledge. Therefore, when someone dies, you don't worry about anything. Even if your mother dies, you eat halva. A daughter, Shantaben, went to explain to them and asked them, "Why are you crying? That soul has gone and taken another body. That soul will not return by your crying." Those who are fortunate don't cry. She made everyone stop crying and began to explain to them. Many daughters go and explain in this way. "Now stop crying. Don't feed these false Brahmins. I will bring true Brahmins here." They then begin to listen to this knowledge. They then understand that what she is saying is right. By listening to this knowledge, they become peaceful. Even when people read the Bhagavad for 7 days, their sorrow is not removed. However, you daughters are able to remove everyone's sorrow. You understand that there is no need to cry. This drama is predestined. Each one has to play his own part. Under no circumstances should you cry. You have found the unlimited father, teacher and guru, for whom you had been stumbling around so much. You have now found the supreme father, the supreme soul, who lives beyond, in the element of Brahm. Therefore, what else do you need? The father only gives an inheritance of happiness. When you forget the father, you end up crying. If you remember the father, you experience happiness. Oho, we are becoming the masters of the world. We will not then cry for 21 generations. 21 generations means until old age in each birth. This means that you will never have an untimely death. So you should have so much incognito happiness inside you. You know that you will conquer Maya and become conquerors of the world. There is no question of weapons, etc. You are Shiv Shaktis. You have the sword of this knowledge and arrows of this knowledge. Those people on the path of devotion have then portrayed the goddesses with physical bows and tridents, etc. The father says, "You have to conquer the vices with the sword of this knowledge. Goddesses cannot be violent." All of that belongs to the path of devotion. Sages and holy men, etc., belong to the path of isolation. They don't believe in any family path. You renounce the whole of the old world and old bodies. Now, if you souls remember the Father, you become pure. You will carry the sanskars of this knowledge with you and then take birth in that new world, according to those. If you take birth here, your sanskars will then carry you to a good home, to a king or to a religious home. You will be loved by everyone. They will say that you are a goddess. People sing so much praise of Sri Krishna. They say that he stole butter and broke earthenware pots in his childhood, and that he did this and that. They have accused him of many things. Acha, why have they shown Sri Krishna to be dark blue? Sri Krishna would be very beautiful there. The body continues to change and the name also changes. Sri Krishna is the first prince of the golden age. So why have they made him blue? No one can tell you. Snakes, etc. don't exist there that they would make anyone blue. Here, when someone is poisoned, he turns blue. Such things cannot happen there. You are now going to become part of the deity community. No one knows about this Brahmin community. First of all, the father adopts you Brahmins through Brahma. Since Prajapita exists, there will also be many of his people. It is said that Saraswati is the daughter of Brahma. She is not his wife. No one knows this. The creation of Prajapita Brahma is only born through the mouth. There is no question of a wife. The father enters him and says, "You are my children. I have given this one the name Brahma." The names of all those who became his children were changed. You children are now conquering Maya. This is called a play of victory and defeat. The father enables you to make such a good bargain. Nevertheless, Maya defeats you and makes you run away. Maya's five vices defeat you. Those who have the five vices are said to be part of the devil's community. People go in front of the idols of goddesses in the temples and sing their praise. You are full of all virtues. The father explains to you, you were worthy of worship deities, and you then became worshippers for 63 births. You are now becoming worthy of worship again. The father makes you worthy of worship, whereas Ravan makes you into worshippers. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. The father has not studied any scriptures. He is the ocean of knowledge. He is the world almighty authority. Almighty means the one with all powers. The father says, I know all the Vedas and scriptures. All of that is the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. I know all of those things. You became worshippers in the Copper Age. In the Golden and Silver Ages, there is no worship. That is the dynasty of those who are worthy of worship. Then there is the dynasty of worshippers. At this time, all are worshippers. No one knows these things. The father comes and tells you the story of 84 births. The play about being worthy of worship and worshippers is based on you. People speak of the Hindu religion. In fact, there used to be the original eternal deity religion in Bharat, not the Hindu religion. So many things have to be explained. This study just takes a second. Nevertheless, it has taken so long. It is said, even if you turn an ocean into ink and a forest into pens, there cannot be an end to this knowledge. I will continue to relate this knowledge to you till the end. How many books will you make of this? In the early days, Baba used to wake up early and write, and then Mama would read it. From that time it was printed. So much paper must have been used. the Gita is so tiny. They even make a locket of the Gita. The Gita has a lot of impact, but they have forgotten the God of the Gita, the bestower of knowledge. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Conquer the vices with the sword of this knowledge. Fill yourself with the sanskars of this knowledge. Renounce the old world and your old body. 2. Maintain the happiness of being fortunate. Don't worry about anything. Don't shed tears of sorrow even when someone leaves his body. Blessing. May you pass the paper of a second with your controlling power and pass with honours. Come into your body one moment and become detached from your body the next and stabilise in the avyakt stage. To the extent that there is chaos, let your stage be equally peaceful. For this you need the power to pack up. In a second, go from expansion to its essence, and in a second, go from the essence into its expansion. Only those with such controlling power are able to control the world. It is this practice that will enable you to pass the final paper of a second with honours. Slogan. Experience and enable others to experience the stage of retirement, and all games of childhood will finish. Avyakt signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage. Ashariri and Videhi. Become Arjuna, the one who takes the initiative in becoming bodiless. The speciality of Arjuna is constantly being an embodiment of the point form and becoming victorious. Those who are destroyers of attachment and embodiments of remembrance are Arjuna. Arjuna is the one who constantly listens to this knowledge of the Gita and churns it. Everyone has to become bodiless in this way and die alive. Those who have such an unlimited attitude of disinterest are Arjuna. Om Shanti.